This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. When the Air Force announced in 2001 that it would lease a new fleet of mid-air refueling tankers rather than buy them outright, it sparked a raging controversy. A new Pentagon report is expected to question the arrangement as a sweetheart deal for Boeing, and that has the company, the Air Force, and their allies on Capitol Hill all marshaling their military and economic arguments once again. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The Boeing tanker deal has already triggered two criminal probes and at least five other investigations. This week, the Pentagon Inspector General is expected to release his own highly critical report. Sources familiar with the report tell NPR that it accuses the Air Force of letting Boeing rewrite the original technical specifications to suit a Boeing design. The sources say the Inspector General will recommend that the procurement process start over. On Capitol Hill, Republican Senator John McCain has been the deal's harshest critic.
The IG expressed serious concerns and said that those concerns have to be addressed. So I hope that they'll be addressed.
Can they be addressed?
I don't know. We'll have to see.
There's quite a bit yet to see. The deal was devised after the 9/11 terror attacks to keep Boeing's assembly lines going when commercial orders dried up. Now it's become a wider, high-stakes fight for federal dollars. At first, Boeing and the Air Force had the upper hand, but the lease terms added roughly $13 million per plane to the cost. The Senate Armed Services Committee vetoed the financing. Now the Inspector General is challenging the deal's technical underpinnings. As a result, political arguments are getting sharper.
We're not going to buy this plane from the French.
That's Congressman Norm Dix, a Democrat from Washington State, where Boeing has most of its facilities. He was speaking last week at a House Appropriations Subcommittee hearing on next year's Air Force budget. Dix may be right, but if the contract is rebid, the only other likely bidder is EADS North America, the U.S. holding company of the European Aeronautic Defense and Space Company. Dix and others say that EADS gets government support so it can underbid Boeing.
This is not a fair fight, and we're going to have to start thinking about protecting our own companies.
Air Force Secretary James Roche testified that he may have to comply with federal procurement laws, exactly what the lease deal was designed to avoid.
And if that procurement requires us or would allow for competition, we would have no choice and we would be wise to have competition.
Unless there was the law was changed.
And Dix wasn't the only Boeing ally at the hearing. Republican Congressman Todd Tiart is from Wichita, where Boeing would install the refueling equipment. He says he's fighting for American jobs.
I see this as an attempt to hijack about 29,000 American jobs and move them to France.
But the argument isn't quite that simple. First of all, EADS North America already brings some jobs to the U.S. because it provides aircraft to the Coast Guard. Corporate CEO Ralph Crosby, Jr. says a tanker contract would bring many more jobs to U.S. companies other than Boeing.
If you build aircraft and you integrate systems aboard aircraft, those are the top jobs, and those are the jobs that we're talking about bringing here.
And beyond that, Boeing's own engineers union says Boeing has been exporting jobs. On the tanker that Boeing would build for the Air Force, most of the fuselage would come from Japan and most of the control surfaces from Italy. A Boeing spokesman declined an interview request for this story. Last week, workers from SPEA, the Society of Professional Engineering Employees in Aerospace, demonstrated at Boeing's corporate headquarters in Chicago.
See all these jobs lost? These are 4,000 names. People have been put out of work because the company doesn't care about keeping people employed here. Isn't that terrible?
SPEA has a couple of lobbyists working the jobs issue on Capitol Hill. But their voice is small in the larger, louder debate, a debate about the political clout of the Pentagon and its contractors, and about Congress's lasting resentment toward European countries that wouldn't go to war in Iraq. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.